This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. United States diplomats have warned American commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf region to use caution as tensions between the U.S. and Iran continue to escalate. The advisory warned that U.S. planes flying over the area risk being misidentified amid heightened military activities and increased political tensions in the region. Just days ago, the U.S. ordered warships and bombers to the region in response to an alleged threat from Iran. Taliban and American military officials have taken to social media to accuse each other of acting against peace-building efforts in conflict-torn Afghanistan. The sparring via Twitter comes as the two sides are engaged in a months-long dialogue to try to bring an end to the Afghan war. But talks have failed to deter the Taliban from ceasing or reducing battlefield hostilities. Deadly battles between Taliban insurgents and U.S.-backed Afghan security forces in recent days have killed and wounded hundreds of people, including civilians. Australia's ruling Conservative coalition won a surprise victory in the country's general election on Saturday. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
For months, opinion polls had indicated that Australians had grown tired of feuds within Scott Morrison's Conservative government. It's had three prime ministers since it was elected in 2013, but fought this campaign on its economic record. The prime minister had said the opposition wasn't fit to govern and couldn't manage money. Australian politics is rarely dull. It's often brutal and petty, but also unstable. It's more than a decade since a prime minister here last served a full term in office. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Tens of thousands of voters in eight states lined up at polling stations to cast ballots in the final round of voting that brings India's marathon 39-day election to a close. Out of the 59 parliamentary seats up for grabs Sunday, the most high-profile contest is taking place in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's constituency in the Hindu holy city of Varanasi. While his victory there is widely seen as a foregone conclusion, the outcome for his Hindu nationalist BJP is not quite as certain. Aligned against the BJP are the main opposition Congress Party and an array of powerful regional parties, which have held discussions in recent days on forming an anti-Modi front if the numbers stack up in their favor. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz called Saturday for an early election after his vice chancellor resigned over a covertly shot video that showed him apparently promising government contracts to a prospective Russian investor. Kurz said he would ask the president to set a date for a new election as soon as possible. A number of Democrat presidential candidates are out campaigning across the country, but former Vice President Joe Biden is making headlines with his anti-anger speech in Philadelphia. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Former Vice President Joe Biden vows not to attack other Democrats in the race, but took a quiet shot at many in the crowded field.
They say Democrats are so angry that the angrier a candidate can be, the better chance he or she has to win the Democratic nomination. Well, I don't believe it.
Biden spoke of unity and his concern that President Trump is destroying democracy as we know it.
Instilling fear, sowing division.
As for the nation's economic boom, Biden says that was the Obama-Biden economic bailout plan that President Trump inherited. Analysts say the Biden centrist approach will appeal to some Democrats, but it could alienate some progressives. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United Nations Secretary General has condemned recent attacks in Mali that killed and wounded the alliance's peacekeepers. A spokesman for Antonio Guterres said the UN chief was deeply saddened by the death of a Nigerian peacekeeper who succumbed to his wounds following the armed attack by unidentified assailants in Timbuktu. In a separate incident, three Chadian peacekeepers were wounded in Mali's Kidal region when their mine-protected vehicle hit an IED. The Netherlands won the 64th Eurovision Song Contest in Israel on Sunday in a song fest that passed without serious incident, despite calls by pro-Palestinian groups to boycott the event. 25-year-old favorite Duncan Lawrence meet 25 other contestants with his piano ballad Arcade about a failing relationship. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.